Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Mike Buzz Bazzelli,
yes.
Back on Berg Vivant. Sorry to interrupt your lunch.
Yes,
there.
Sorry.
So you saw what, Jackie Brown Live?
No, it was Jacques Brel is alive and well and living in Paris.
Well, I was close.
Paris, Jackie Brown Live. Yes. It was an interesting show. I don't know if you know who Jacques Brel is. Jacques Brel?
Now, Jacques Brel, I do.
Oh, okay. He was a composer, lyricist, wrote over 150 songs. This review of music, it's not like a play. It's more like a review of music.
Okay.
Because it's not a musical.
All right.
And it's not really an opera. It is just a review of some of his best songs. And it was originally performed off-Broadway in 1968. At the gate, the Village Gate. So way off Broadway, because when you're in the Village, you ain't even close. So originally performed there. Jacques Brel was indeed alive for the first performance.
Oh, really?
So he didn't die until later in the 70s, mid-70s. Lung cancer took his life. He was a man, he was married, he had three children. He had many, many affairs.
It's the European thing to do.
Right.
Have many, many affairs and die of lung cancer.
Right. And I believe he went... he went around the world on his yacht with his mistress. He didn't take his wife. So...
That's a long trip. Yeah.
Yeah. So Facebook status for his relationship would be, it's complicated.
Thank you.
If he was on Facebook. So...
Jacques Brel is alive and well. On Facebook.
And on Facebook. Right. Exactly. He is now, thanks to Picked Theater.
Picked Classic Theater produced.
Yes, Picked this production.
In a downstairs, in a downtown location.
Yes, not their regular location in Oakland, but at 805 to 807. It's the Trust Arts Building downtown on Liberty Avenue.
Very nice.
Very nice, neat venue. Very clubby looking, the way it was staged, because that's the sort of the feel of it. Two men and two women, sort of a passe quatre.
It's like an ensemble cast.
Yeah, an ensemble cast. It's plotless, which, you know, as much as I hated Company, you know that I'm not a big fan of plotless. However, I really enjoyed this. And Dana Griffith is actually in both of these things. Jacques Brel, the strength of the performers for this production is the key reason to go. There are four fantastic performers. We have Jonathan Visser, Justin Lonesome, Caroline Nicolian, and of course Dana Michelle Griffith, my favorite. Personal. But they were all fantastic. And there are some really great songs in the show. Because it's all song. It's all music. If you're going
nonstop
to expect dialogue, you're not going to get much dialogue.
But, you know, Jacques Brel's lyrics, I mean, he was brilliant. You know, so I imagine that those really, you know, tell a story themselves.
Individual vignettes. So each story is each song is its own story, really. Matilda was one, based on a woman who Jacques Brel had an affair with. So was Madeleine, also based on a woman.
We should basically go through the alphabet with Jacques Brel's mistresses. Yeah.
Well, he's got stuck in M's there for a while.
L-M-N-O-P-O. Hey, back up.
We're going back. Oh, Loretta. We got to go back to Loretta. Yeah, no. So there's a couple of favorite songs. There's a song called Finette. It was also a woman's name. It's a beautiful song, and it's delivered powerfully from Jonathan Visser. But what really makes it fun is it is a story of a man regret, like, telling about his lost love. But he's telling a woman to which he's having dinner with, or he's on, like, another date. And, of course, she doesn't want to hear. We've all been in that situation when I've talked about their exes, and I'm like, I don't want to. Can we go past the ex? Can we not talk about the ex now? Dana Griffith does a great comedic bit with that, just being frustrated at him going on and on about this other woman. And I like it because it was played seriously, but it still garnered laughs, which made it great. So
that's a tough balance to achieve.
It is. Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know about comedy, and here's my tip. You have to play it like it's life or death. Comedy should always be played seriously. Which is, a lot of people think, oh, it's funny, let's be funny now. That's clownishness. That's a completely different thing from comedy.
Wow, you have just changed my life here. I have been a clown all these many years and have not been getting paid for it.
Exactly.
Thank you.
No, some great songs. The opening number is great. It is reprised later. There's one of my favorites, Old Folks, very melancholy song about getting older and how something we know nothing about at all. So, The Middle Class, great song. We particularly liked the song Marique. It is a very strong and powerful song.
I love that song.
And Caroline Nicolian belted it out. She put a lot of raw emotion into it. I've not seen her much. I believe she's in My Fair Lady over not too long ago at Public. But she's a standout. She held her own against some very powerful performers. Justin Lonesome does a great song about a funeral sort of dirge. I think it's even called My Funeral. There's a spooky song called Carousel.
Spooky.
Spooky. It's spooky. Once again, Caroline Nicolian sang this song. She's encased by the other players. There's the original title. It's a French title. It's L'avant et mi-temps. Yeah. If I was saying in English, it would be L'avance et mi-temps.
Say it in any language.
I should. We'll just call it Carousel.
Thank you.
So Marique, Brussels, a great song. The Bachelor Tango. There's some really, it's a really, I don't know what to say. Justin Lonesome, fantastic job. Jonathan did a great job. Jonathan Visser, Dana, of course, and Caroline, who is pretty new to me. The other three I've seen in Picked Productions and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Caroline is pretty new to me, and I want to see more of her.
Mm.
Yeah, fantastic actress. So, excellent cast, great songs, and very clubby lighting. It's almost sold out for its run, but you can still get tickets because I think they're going to extend the run.
Yes, that is the latest news that they're adding a couple weeks.
Pecked website can give you all the details because I think they're moving it from one location back up to Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent show. It's not your typical, don't go expecting to see a plot, a through line of a story.
which sometimes is a relief, you know, if you're just going out for a, you know, night of enjoyment. You know?
Yeah, this is
but
a
it sounds
night...
like each song is its own little story. So
each
you really
song
see
is its own
several
thing, yeah. Yes.
small
right, and it's
dramatic
performed.
Vignettes.
It's performed dramatically. Mm. It's not just singers getting up there singing.
Mm-hmm.
There's actions involved, and Alan Stanford directed it, and I think he does a marvelous job with the pacing of the show, and because I think there were songs were added, and I believe that he didn't use the added songs, which were good, because he kept it a tightly run, not really a cabaret act either, really a review, tightly run review, dramatically performed singing by four fantastic actors.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.